Hey, shh. Calm down, it's just me. Are you awake? Oh, you were just about to fall asleep. Sorry. I know I walked in here with no notice, but I wasn't sure if you'd be awake or not. Yeah, no, everything's okay. You don't have to look so scared. There's no intruder, I hope. It's just me. I don't know how to say this. It's kind of embarrassing. But, well, I was trying to fall asleep, and, I had a bit of a nightmare. Yeah, I haven't really been able to fall asleep again, so I thought I'd come see if you're awake. Maybe we can hang out for a while before sleeping. I totally understand if you just want to go back. I mean, I'll figure it out. Watch TV or something. No? Are you sure? Okay, yeah. Thanks. Well, do you mind if I get in the bed with you? Calm down, it's just a little bit of, you know, friendly cuddling. Roommates can cuddle, right? I guess we're different kind of roommates. I'm okay with that. So do you mind? Okay. Scoot over. Why does your bed have to be so much more comfortable than mine? It's not fair. Yeah, you're really warm. Do you mind if I get a little bit closer? You sure? Okay. Thank you. You have no idea how much this means to me. Well, yeah, you know how I'm a very affectionate person, and I don't really have a boyfriend or girlfriend to cuddle, so I figured I'd cuddle you. You're the closest that I have to that. I know we're just roommates, but we're also good friends, and well, I feel like I can tell you anything and do anything with you. You won't judge me for it. Yeah. I think that's why I enjoy rooming with you so much. I can't see myself sharing this house with anyone else. Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't make me laugh as much as you do. And they wouldn't be half as good at cuddling as you are. Well, I know this is their first time cuddling, but you know what I mean. Are you just trying to get me to boost your ego some more, huh? So typical of you. Yeah, that's fine. You can place your hand on my shoulder, I don't mind. I'm not gonna tell you what my nightmare was about. Because what if it comes true? Oh, that can totally happen. Look, I can tell you that you weren't in my dream, so does that make you feel a little bit better? No? It's fine. I mean, honestly, ever since I started this new job, it's been a little bit stressful, and I've been unable to fall asleep as fast as I usually do. Been having these stressful thoughts, and I've been a little bit more anxious than I should be. But it's okay, I mean, I can pull through. It's nothing I haven't done before. And it helps that I have a roommate like you, keeping me company and sane. I don't think you know how much I appreciate you. No, I'm serious. I feel like I don't say it enough, but... Well, I really do appreciate you a lot as a friend and as a roommate. I mean, look how cool you are. You're cuddling me, even though we're not together or anything like that. Who does that? No one does that. Only you. Yeah. And I just appreciate it, that's all. You really are warm. You smell good too. Sorry, is this okay? I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anything. Okay, cool. Just making sure. So, I know that we've only moved in together about 3 months ago, but I feel like I don't know a lot about you. So why don't you tell me some more about, you know, your life and your favorite things to do and all that. What do I want to know? Well, there's a lot that I want to know. I mean, are you in a relationship? I don't think you are, otherwise I would have seen who you're with, I'm sure. You're not? Okay, yeah, I figured. I'm not either. Well, otherwise I wouldn't be cuddling you like this. But, yeah, that's cool. Awkward? No, I'm not awkward. Well, yeah, I guess I'm feeling a little bit shy for some reason. We're really close to each other. I don't think we've ever been this close. What do you expect me to do? I like it though. Can kind of get used to it. Maybe we can make it a nightly thing, like a part of a routine. I'm just kidding, I'm kidding. Unless... I'm kidding. No. Don't touch me there. I'm ticklish. Stop it. Hey. I'm not kidding. Stop it. That's not funny. I swear I will tickle you back. I don't know where you're ticklish, but I'll figure it out. Stop. You're actually annoying. I'm about to get up. I'm gonna go back to my room. If you don't stop tickling me, oh my god, what are we, 5? Okay, fine, you wanna play it that way? Here, look, let me see. Oh, there it is. Oh, you're ticklish right there? How predictable. That's kinda cute. No? Well, I'm feeling like getting my revenge. Yep, right there. Sorry. I'm done. If you're done, I'm done. I surrender. Okay, cool. We're both done. I don't know how we went from talking about our life to tickling each other. You really are so unpredictable sometimes. Yeah. I guess I am too. We are more alike than we thought, aren't we? What's that? Why did I pick you out of everyone that wanted to room with me? That's a good question. I don't really know how to answer it, though. I mean... Do you want the long answer or the short answer? A long answer, of course you do. Well, I don't really know why I felt so comfortable with you when I first met you. Which wasn't really a feeling that I got with the other people that were interested. And then I got to know you a little bit more, and I thought that we had a lot in common, which was really nice. I mean, I know that we're just roommates, and you're not, you know, you weren't looking to date me or anything like that, but at the same time, I still wanted to make sure that the person I'm staying with is someone that I'm gonna, you know, be able to have fun with, and not someone that's gonna make me feel uncomfortable and weirded out in any way possible. But then on top of it, I also found you really respectful and really nice and kind and cute. Yeah, obviously I thought you were cute, otherwise I wouldn't have. I don't know. Why are you making me say this again? You're so annoying. You just can't get enough, can you? Well, obviously, I think you're cute. I'm not blind. Do you find me cute? So is that a yes? Well, I can't exactly read your thoughts. You have to tell me. That's good. I'm glad that the feeling's mutual. Not everyone gets to have a cute and amazing roommate like me. You should consider yourself pretty lucky. You do? Oh, that's good. Well, if we're both single and we are attracted to each other and we live together, then why aren't we together? You know what I mean? Like, why aren't we together? We're cuddling right now, and I have to say, I really like cuddling you. I actually haven't felt this way around anyone in a while. I haven't felt safe in someone's arms in so long, and I easily feel that way with you. Yeah. I would. I mean, I like you as more than just my roommate. I just didn't know how to tell you because I don't want to make things awkward between us. I mean, we live together, and the last thing I wanted was to tell you I like you, and then you reject me, and things get awkward between us. So I never told you, but, well, now that I know that you find me cute, and you're cuddling me like this, I feel like maybe, you know, we should see where things could go between us. Only if you want to, of course. Otherwise, you can forget this conversation ever happens, and we can just go on with our lives and date other people, and I... Yeah, that's a nice way to shut me up. Yeah, I'm serious, I do. No, I'm not kidding. Are you? Okay, good. Because I really do like you, and I want to do a couple things with you. What do I mean by a couple things? Well, you know, like, simple things like this. Couples can touch each other, right? Unless you don't want to. You do? Okay, good. Then let's start there.